we let people know that, you know, and a big part of that is the entrepreneurial spirit, because you just, you know, you lay down wherever it is. It's sitting at the bus stop for, it was, you know, that moment in the barbershop for you was that was sitting at a bus stop next to a homeless person who had more money than me at that moment.
Right.
But I had all the hope in the world that that was just a moment. You know, how do we translate that energy? Because that's all that there is. When I interviewed John Lewis, I talk about that all the time, because I was just amazed at how they were just like, we were just ordinary people who was just like, okay, this, we can't do this. We just got to get together and do it. And there was no fear. There was no fear. That is, and you know, that's something that when I talk about when you guys are here and when the nation is here and that feeling of just having no fear, you know? How do you translate that?
Look, I think that part of our issue in our community is that we associate our vote with someone else. So, oh, you're voting for Hillary.
Right.
No, you're voting for yourself.
Self.
You're voting to change your situation. You're voting because this is the potential energy that you have to exert into the world to make a difference in your life.
Right.
And the moment that you give the power of your vote to someone else, you've lost it.
Right.
And so that's why we don't realize the power or the value in our vote until it's taken away from us.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you don't have any say in how you and your government moves. And like I like to say, you can't make up your own mind. They make it up for you.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you lose your right to vote.
Yeah.
And so what we have to realize is that our vote is as important to us as any of our body parts that we have with us. You have to take it with you everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is the marker of your morality, how you vote, much like,
ooh,
how you spend your money.
Oh, that's right? That's it right there. The marker of your morality. I got to write that down before I forget. Marker. You all should be writing that down, too. Your vote is the marker of your reality. Of your reality.
Morality.
Awesome. Morality. And your reality, too, but your morality, yes. Gentlemen. Oh, okay. I'm going to run through these calls, and I got to let them go, because what is Live on Sunday? hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Hello? Did I do that right? Okay. I'll let you do that. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hello?
Hello, hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Yeah, this is Tracy McQueen.
Hey, Tracy.
South Beach. How are you, Jay?
Good, how are you?
You know, very well. Interesting. I mean, the gentleman touched on something very interesting about the, are we referring to what Live on Sunday, or are we referring to the vote? I mean, Live on Sunday, I think he summed it up by saying it's the excitement, seeing, getting in. And I think what needs to probably happen, and I mean, especially in these smaller communities, I mean, when we're on the outside, I live in South Beach, and that's fairyland, we're all here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when I teach in Alapata, it's a different ball game, and people don't see the change. They don't understand, like you said, the vote, because the electoral vote, no one really, you know, it's the idea of saying, well, listen, I can vote all I want, but if it's an electoral vote, that's making a difference. They're not grasping that. And I think that's where the thing has, and we have to be able to show in these small neighborhoods, when you talk of Liberty City and over, we have to be able to show change by voting, and those neighborhoods will generate a larger picture. But it has to be done on a grassroots level. It has to be. And that's the only way, because I struggle with it. I mean, I work here in Miami Beach, but I vote in Stuart because that's where I'm registered.
That's where you register, yeah.
You know? Yeah. And the change up there, I mean, we're trying to do things with the water, because there's an algae, you know, thing going
right
through the water.
Right.
Now. And so, but it's got to be somehow where, you know, we got to get all these pastors from all these churches and align them and say, listen, let's start making change. Let's put some of that money and start buying these buildings back before our people get kicked out.
Well, you know what? Honestly, thank you so much for your call, Tracy. We got to run because I got to get them out of here. But I think that headliners could really go talk to the churches about buying a property. I'm just keeping it 100. There's the Collective Empowerment Group, you know, and they're doing some good stuff. But in terms of exactly what Tracy is talking about, that collectively getting together and making, you know, and making a movement. I mean, everybody, we talk a lot about Mike Gardner because he is, you know, headliners. But, you know, everybody in headliners has their, they all work together to create the brand that is headliners. And then they've each created their own brands within that. So everybody's autonomous. Everybody comes to the table with more than an appetite. And that's what he's talking about. I mean, because when you said that, you know, politicians, I love you to death, but they respond to who supports them, and support looks like a check. It's just that simple.
Well, it depends. It depends on how important politics is to you.
Right.
So for me, I told people when I got elected the first time, I said, my job is to give the best that I can. I'm going to do what I believe is the right thing.
Right.
And that may be against the grain. So if people like it, great. If they don't, I won't get reelected. But at least I know that I would have had progress in my community. And when you look back at what I've done thus far,
right,
you see progress. And so I would tell you, there are people,
'cause you had support.
There are people in our communities who make a life off of what we do in local politics. And anytime someone comes in, then they want to change that. Those people who have touch in the community, if you will, they make it difficult for that person that's elected. So what I want to do, and what I've done in my community, is I bring in new money. So I want to bring in additional funds to do things that are different than what we've done in the past. And so that way I'm not affecting those who have, you know, survived from the past. They still get what they're getting. But then you'll see new people and new experiences happening within our community. And that's why you have individuals. I have children that are learning Mandarin and traveling to China in August. You know, we have the programs. We provide affordable transportation and the Wheels to Work program. I mean, we have the Overtown Music and Arts. We have a plethora of different things that have come out of bringing in new money into our communities. Assisting people. We give million-dollar grants to black businesses.
Right. Well, you know.
No strings attached.
Listen, you said a mouthful. You said three mouthfuls there. Because you survived in this town without kissing the ring. And I will leave that right there. And we will definitely be back because we are T-minus, I don't know, less than 100 days and counting till the election. So I hope, listen, if you missed it, if you call somebody now, tell them they got to listen to the podcast of this tomorrow morning because we drop knowledge up in here. Musadiq, Keon, Mike Gardner, it is always a pleasure. I hope that I will be able to get you all in before they do cap the vote, to really kind of chop it up with some of our other politicians and thought leaders in the community, because, you know, it really is serious. It is serious.
No, it's a
serious matter, as the AKAs would say. I want to thank you so much. Listen, the Overtown Music Festival, you know, we are giving it all the love we have in our bodies. It is next Saturday in Overtown. I hope that you will be out there to join us. We have our own Hot 105 winner section. We'll be posted up right there. Oh, no, I'll be on stage. But I will have everybody out there posted up. I want to thank you on behalf of our young girls, Just Us Girls, from Florida Memorial University, who will, you know, get their first chance to, as we, you know, women in the community mentor to them, then our charge to them is to reach back and mentor to those younger to them. So thank you for giving them that opportunity with the Overtown Music Festival. And I'll be hitting you up, Keon. Don't look at me. I'll be hitting you up for them to come over there. And so thank you all so much for coming. Coming up on the other side, it is the Naples Retreat sponsored by Tournament of Champions, and well, it's a couple that decided to use the things that brought them together to bring us together. It's a beautiful thing. So stay tuned. We'll be back on the other side. I am Jill Tracy, and this is Hot Talk.
right back on Hot 105.
And now back to Hot Talk.
That's one of my favorite Earl clues. I just love that. Welcome back. Wow. Come on in. Welcome. I need to play that that Flo Rida. Welcome to my house. So where's Wesley and Dawn?
Exactly. That's what I was wondering.
Did they make it here?
Yeah, they're here.
Oh, okay. We are transitioning. Usually we do this in a break, but y'all family now, so. Coming, our next panel is coming in the studio just now. Oopsie, wait a minute, hold on.
Okay, and I don't have a little kickstand.
Okay, wait. All right, you guys, I'm going to come back. Live, are we all here? There they are. Come on in. I feel like I should have some laughter theme music for you. maybe we'll play a little of that, what would be appropriate right now? Oh, summertime. How about that? That'd be appropriate. Transitioning music. Have a seat.
Have a seat.
Over here, yeah.
Over here.
Oh,
where are we going? Over there?
Sure. You and Dawn can sit there.
Okay.
So, well, hey, babe, how are you? Welcome. I said your wife can sit down. Get up. I wish I had a picture of that one. That was a good one. All righty. So, yeah. And yes, I am off on Hot Talk on Facebook Live as well.
Uh-oh.
Forgive me for that. All right, we are back. In explaining how the Naples retreat, created by my next guest, came about, he wrote to me, marriage to someone in a busy industry similar to my life in sports. Beauty and sports, they go well together. We utilized our context of our marriage to help our efforts in networking. I thought that was so cool. Wesley Frater founded and presently owns Tournament of Champions, an organization that has a legacy of producing sporting events in the United States and the Caribbean. He has partnered with Nike for over a decade, presenting over 26 events annually, including the Nike South Florida All-Star Football Game, the Dade versus Broward Game, the Martin Luther King Jr. Basketball Classic, the Nike 7-on-7 Summer Football Challenge, the ESPN Football Combined and Camps, Alonzo Mourning Summer Groove Basketball Camp, and so many others. Through Tournament of Champions, a nonprofit, he has touched the lives of hundreds of thousands of children. Every high school in South Florida has been affected by his work. through sporting camps, clinics, academic symposiums, and donations to high schools of over $1 million since 1992. Playing it forward, Wesley Frater and the Tournament of Champions, assisting the world's most natural resource, our youth. Please welcome Wesley Frater to Hot Talk. How are you, sir?
I'm fine.
You got to get close to the mic, sir.
I'm fine.
Thank you. Glad to have you. And his beautiful wife, Dawn, has dedicated her career to perfecting global style trends. She's mastered the art and science of color, cut, extensions, and now makeup. Her work has taken her around the world, conducting seminars to inspiring professionals and youth. Dawn created her own makeup line, and as a certified cosmetology instructor, offers makeup workshops for the everyday woman, the aspiring artist, and salon owner. She has beat the faces of everybody from Lauryn Hill to the Kardashians, Lisa Ray, Judge Maybelline Ephraim, Bernadette Stanis, and even Shirley Caesar. And the First Lady, she also did the First Lady Summit event at the White House. Her nonprofit, For the Love of You, is comprised of barbers and stylists who provide free hair care education and services for disadvantaged youth within the foster care system. Her vision has expanded to Windsor Girls Home in Ocho Rios, where she donates hair, beauty, and feminine products. Love that. Shouts out and welcome to Dawn Ferguson.
Thank you, Jill Tracy.
So glad to have you.
So glad to be here.
And am impressed by this new way to network with the Naples Retreat. Born in Kingston, Jamaica.
Yeah.
Monty Young encouraged her company, Transamerica, to become a part of the weekend. Career agent with over 25 years of experience in the financial industry and a passion for super serving her and educating her customers. Monty says, my goal is to build long-lasting relationships with my customers for generations to come. Please welcome Monty Young.
Hello, Hot Talk Live people.
And also her Jamaican brethren. Okay, does brethren go for women too?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Tanya Marie has always had a passion for unique avant-garde design. As a child, she watched her mother buy beautiful dresses, cut a slit up the side, and say, I'm ready to go. I love that. While studying business at the University of Miami, this former Miami Heat dancer, Dolphin cheerleader, worked in high-end boutiques, starting out as a stylist and eventually as a buyer. Her parents could not understand why she would not get a better-paying job. She said that she would take designer Roberto Cavelli gowns that weren't getting a lot of love, and then she'd add her own flair and cut them up and put some leather on them, put them back on the floor, and poof, all of a sudden they would be flying out of the store. Tanya Marie currently resides in South Florida and regularly travels to culturally rich fashion spots all over the world for fabrics and inspiration. I want to go on one of those trips. And Tanya Marie also hosts a monthly Women of the World professional networking event in her showroom boutique, providing a space and encouragement for the creativity and genius of friends, clients, and aspiring women in business. She believes in giving back to her community, and she also provides couture and collection pieces for benefits and charities throughout the year. Please give it up for Miss Tanya Marie.
Very nice to be here.
So all of that to say, we have a very illustrious group of professionals who have come together to create this Naples retreat. So Wesley, the third year for you guys?
Actually, the seventh year.
Oh my goodness. Okay, yeah. So I'm real late to
we
the party.
No, not really. We just went public this year for the first time.
Yeah.
But it's the seventh year.
So you were just privately doing it for friends and et cetera.
Thank you. Actually, we were doing it for the Mental Health Association for Southwest Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And that just gave me the idea there going up to Naples that, you know, while I'm here, I could be meeting with some friends and making contacts.
Yeah. So it's been really good. I mean, I saw the videos from last year. It looks like it was quite a festive. And the thing that I really like about it, like I said earlier, is that, you know, you can get some empowerment from the sun and a cocktail. It's not a really, you cannot throw a rock and miss a women's empowerment event nowadays.
Exactly.
And, you know, sometimes you want to just be empowered by meeting other people in a, you know, in a relaxed atmosphere where you can just chill out.
Exactly.
So was that what attracted you, Monty, to sponsoring, becoming a sponsor
Absolutely.
Of the event?
Other than the fact that Wesley and I have been friends for many, many moons.
Yes, that was, yes, right. That was the reason. I thought that getting together in a different kind of setting, as we are normally used to networking, you know, after, you know, work on Fridays or whatever, that would be a you know, a getaway where we can actually, you know, sit down and have cocktails and lounge by the pool, but at the same time have great conversations about what we do on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
And make great connections that way. Yeah.
Yeah, because I like the, it's like, I won't say it's a, but it is sort of an eclectic group of people who are coming together for this event.
Absolutely.
I think it's like-minded people. Mm-hmm. I was actually there last year, and my husband's been friends with Wes since high school. And,
junior high.
Sorry.
Really?
My husband is a businessman in the neighborhood, and he's doing a lot in the area. And we found that there were like-minded people. Everything was very casual and free, but when we got together, it was, we made friends there and connections that we still have today. Mm-hmm. And we're very, very pleased with what we did when we were there. A great time. You know, just a casual, great time, and we're making it better this year.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be my first year. And, you know, it would be nice to have my friend on the phone here. Can I pick him up on this side? Dasner Tigner.
What's up, Jill? How you doing, baby?
I'm good, sunshine. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm all right.
Okay, so now, as I told you, now, did you hear the earlier part of the show when Musadiq and Mike from Headliners said that they would supply you with shoes? Because the first thing they asked was, what are you walking in?
Oh, yeah, I definitely heard them. I'm walking in Brooks. They've been working well for me.
You're in Brooks?
Yes.
Okay. And you know, they also have a clothing line called DM. Does it even really matter? So we're gonna put a nice care package for you out there on the road.
I definitely appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes. No, I mean, listen, brother, for those of you who don't know, Darnaz Tigner, who was on the show about 2 weeks ago. Well, no, it's been a little more than 2 weeks.
About a month. Yeah, he's,
you know, time and me. But he is walking from Lauderhill to Washington, D.C. to meet the First Lady on August the 8th to combat childhood obesity.
Wow.
He was inspired by his younger sister, who is weight challenged, and, you know, really came to him in a very emotional time and said, you know, I need your help. And he wanted to be, you know, he thought that one of the greatest things he could do is be an example for her on how, you know, when you believe in something, you really commit, you know, 1,000%. And so
that's
he
awesome.
Committed to make this walk in her name to meet the First Lady in Washington, D.C. in August. So, yeah, it's incredible. And you are out there by yourself. Listen, I pray for you every night because, you know, besides the fact you are walking, you are a black man by yourself.
So true.
Yes, and you are walking through the South. So... Do you have anybody out there with you?
No, it's on a daily basis. It's just me and my tripod. I use my tripod to take all my pictures. But, I mean, I keep God close. And he's the one that's out there walking with me. And all of the prayers that everybody sends for me, those are what carry me through.
Wow. So you have been, you left here on what day?
June 18th.
Wow. And you are currently in?
South Carolina.
Wow.
And so have you been, are you staying at hotels or are you meeting people along the way that are, you know, kind of helping you through?
Well, a combination of both. Once I got to Jacksonville, a nice family, they housed me for the couple of days that I was there. And as I've been on the road, people have met up with me. Like a couple of days ago, I had my cousin Corey while I was back in Georgia. My cousin Corey met up with me and he pretty much helped me finish Georgia. I got through Georgia in 6 days and it's all because of his help.
Wow.
And you know, him just standing next to me, and I was able to get through without taking any days off.
That is incredible. Well, you know, you are definitely in all of our prayers, and I got that picture. Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Mm-hmm.
You got?
I got both of them.
Oh, no.
The second one, look at it. Because all I will say is that all that walking is doing you good.
Okay.
It's only so many clothes you can wear in the heat. So, yeah, I couldn't use that. Mark is just shaking his head like, oh, really? But, yeah, it was like a 12-pack going on.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
Walking through your door.
I like that.
You're going to have me with stalkers out here.
Maybe I should put on some sneakers and, you know.
And walk with you.
Listen, right. That's one way to lose 100 pounds. Walk from here to Washington. No, see, I'd have left you someplace in West Palm Beach. I'd have been like, boo. Call me an Uber. I got somewhere to go.
Nah, you probably would have made it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you would have made it, sir.
So how far did Anthony make it?
Anthony's been doing his own miles. Anthony pretty much walked all of Florida with me.
Okay.
But he didn't walk it with me physically. He did, I want to say.
Spiritually.
St. Lucie. No.
Okay.
Up to Port St. Lucie, but then he had to travel out and go on different trips. And while he was on his trips, he would commit to doing his miles out there. So Anthony committed his miles in different places. So he was still doing a walk, but he was just doing it in different states.
Okay. Well, okay.
Yes.
God love him. We're gonna sit in peace and blessings. Well, listen, babe, I know you have to get up super early. I'm so glad to hear that you are doing well, and you know, you are in our prayers, and we will keep
Thank you.
And everybody on Facebook Live says that they love you and they are supporting you, and they are, you know, praying for you to make it through as well. So
Thank
call
you.
Me when you get to.
Hello.
So what's your next big state?
Every state is big.
Well, yeah, that's true.
When you're walking.
Wow. Rhode Island.
I feel good. It's like a breath of fresh air as soon as I cross the line. Once I got out of Florida, everything started to fly. It took me 2.5 weeks to get out of Florida.
Wow. That's, yeah. Because
yes.
It takes a long time to drive out of Florida, so I imagine that it would, yeah. Wow.
2.5 weeks to get out of Florida, but only 6 days to get out of Georgia. So I guess you can kind of see how long Florida is.
Yeah. Well, listen, you are in our prayers, and I'll look forward to hearing from you soon. You know, call me. Listen, call me whenever you have some time on Sunday.
Just let me know. We can always connect.
Awesome. All right, Dial. Love you. Take care, and I will get that stuff out to you. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Shouts out to Lisa Campbell from San Francisco, who is joining us on Facebook. Hey! Oh, my goodness, you would love this Naples trip. It's not quite our trip to New York. I did this Fire Island bashment. That's a whole other thing. Okay, so... Wesley, I'm going to add... Well, Dawn, so tell me about what people can expect from the retreat.
You can expect a lot of networking.
Mm-hmm. Some fashion by Miss Tanya Marie. A little finance and education by our sponsor over there,
Monty.
you know, it's a lot of exciting things going on in our community. Beauty. I'm going to be talking about hair and makeup, so I'll be answering any hair and makeup beauty questions that they may have, and Tanya can let us know what we'll, our body shapes can wear, mm-hmm. and what will work on us. You know, little beauty tips on how to stay fabulous.
Now, you know, when I was reading your bio and that you were cutting up Roberto Cavalli dresses and redoing them, I was like, all
that
right, Miss.
I was a buyer then. I was traveling the world buying for high-end boutiques.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally redid a lot of the pieces in the store, or I did them for myself, and I just started making my own things, and they started outselling all the designers.
The stuff that, wow.
Yeah, really. And but I have a way of knowing how to make women look good.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working with women. You know,
that's your gift.
It's my
gift.
That's
what God gave you.
Yeah. And so what we're doing in Naples is going to be great, because... It's not only we're doing all the fashion, and it's the who's there. The place is beautiful. The resort is amazing, and everybody's having a great time. It's really casual,
mm-hmm.
but there's something there that, you know, it's the same kind of people that want to help the community, and to, you know, do something extra for somebody else.
Well,
that's what's going on.
That's one of the things that that I hadn't shared, because each of you, you know, have a community tie, and there was another young lady that's a part of it that had, what was her name? She couldn't make it tonight.
Julie,
she got
Mansfield.
Sick. Mansfield, yeah. Yeah. Now, she works in sex trafficking or child abuse.
Child abuse. Julie is a survivor of that atrocious act, and she's been going around the Caribbean fighting that. You know, if you don't know, in the Caribbean, I think sexual harassment or sexual abuse, especially of young kids, is a taboo. People have to talk about it in Jamaica. So it's something that she's fighting against, and she has written a book about it, and she's fighting the fight, and it's something I joined her with.
Awesome. And so, and all, everyone involved has a nonprofit or a community-based kind of background that you support, and the work that you do.
Yes.
And I think that that's really important now.
Exactly.
More than ever.
Exactly.
Oh, that's what we're about.
Yeah.
Like, we're at the point in our careers that it's about giving back now.
Right.
Absolutely.
So I'm not sure who's ever seen, my husband is a real estate investor, and we just bought a building on 54th, and we have like Black Lives Matter on it. We're trying to create something really beautiful in
that
area.
Be careful, they're going to name you a terror group.
We're doing it in an artistic way. We're going to rename that whole block. They're going to see what we're about.
Mm-hmm.
We're about bringing our people up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking about versus police in this case.
Right.
We're talking about in general. Mm-hmm. So we have to help our own selves. Mm-hmm. Our lives matter because we're part of the community.
Absolutely.
So we have to, you know, we have to force our
That's
own.
That's awesome.
Yeah. If you check Facebook, Frederick McLendon, he's a real estate investor. That's what we're about. I mean, it's about helping ourselves up at this point because we're seeing what's going on.
Yeah.
In the nation.
Well, you know,
it's against everything is like them versus us.
Yeah.
So we have to be for each other.
And you see how seamlessly, you know, this night flowed because my earlier panel, it's the same thing. There is an energy. We are in a very special time in the world right now.
It feels amazing.
This is the opportune time for us to let our voices be heard and actually have the wonderful opportunity to do something about what we've always talked about.
Exactly.
As much as we are divided now in a lot of different areas, we are pulling together stronger in other areas, and I think that's what's going to make the difference.
And your area is one that is, you know, most vital and most important. I didn't check in just on time is the only reason, but I will give you an update on the 411 with Terry Williams from One United Bank because we have kind of like charged our listeners with just opening a savings account at One United Bank.
Right.
Because you know of the statistic, I'm sure, that our, you know, money only stays in our community 6 hours.
Exactly.
Versus, you know, the Asian community being the highest.
Exactly.
It stays in 28 days.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to create some wealth, we got to start putting money in to it. And, you know, I think a lot of people just are not, it takes you to get sort of to this age before you realize, holy Jesus, I have been wasting so much money that I could have been saving. And, oh, my God, I don't have that much time left to save the money I'm going to need to support myself.
That's right. The average person spends about $75 a month on fast food, but neglects to spend $25 just securing their family's benefits.
Yeah.
In forms. And of course, the company that I work for, we do a lot of different things, but one of the most important things for me is letting my community know just what benefits we'd have and how it can work for them. A lot of people have misconceptions about what life insurance does. And
listen, let me tell you something. I'll tell you, the greatest life insurance story that I learned was from Tamara Gant, who is a former coworker, but is still a dear friend.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me, she had a brother who was in jail and always in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, and after that, and somebody died, and nobody had any money to take care of anything, she got a life insurance policy on everybody in her family.
Exactly.
And she's like, I've just allotted, I've made a way in my life, you know, to pay those premiums, so because whenever somebody, it always falls on her.
Absolutely.
And nobody else had thought of that. And I was like, that is brilliant.
Exactly. To sit down and have that family discussion with the people in your family that says, listen, we need to sit and talk about this. We need to sit and put proactive plans in place. The first step to financial planning is life insurance.
Yep.
Because you are the most important person in your life.
Right. And in other, and when other people in your life, I mean, it happened to me, and I can, I mean, within the sound of my voice, I know there are a lot of people who somebody dies in the family, nobody has enough money to bury them, they end up, it's 10 days, 12 days after they died, and you tried to come up with the money to fly people in to bury the person, and nobody has it.
And all that, of this while you're grieving.
Right.
Which is the worst time to be having that type of conversation.
Right.
So just being a little proactive about setting up things can make a, not can make, will make the world of difference when it comes to your family and your family's future.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that a lot of things that we have kind of left willy-nilly or left to, my 401k or my whatever is going to take care of that. I think that we're starting to realize that you know, corporations are not what they used to be.
And one illness can come and take away that 401k.
Everything. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, you guys. Can you give out the social media information for the young man walking and the woman talking? Monty Young. Yes, and she's, and Rebecca says, yes, I had two people. It left me too quick. But if you could give out your social media information, why are you blowing into the microphone?
You can find me. You can find me, of course, on Facebook at Monty Young at Transamerica. But my email or my Facebook email is MONTHEA Young at Transamerica Agency Network.com.
Wow. Okay. And Erica, the young man that's walking, Dazner Tigner, yes, I will post it on my page a little bit later because I just can't do it right this second. I will certainly post it. And yes, he would appreciate everything. Rebecca, I had two friends that had life insurance on all of their siblings, aunts, and uncles. Yeah, you know, look, I got it on everybody now. Because, you know, I mean, it's real. It's just, you know.
Yeah. One of the reasons why 63% of our people are not insured is because they've never been the beneficiary of a policy. Once you have been the beneficiary of a policy, you understand the love and care that went into that thought of that person who said, you know what, should something happen to me, I want to make sure that everything is taken care of,
right,
that the bills are paid or the home is taken care of. Those are things that are vitally important in our everyday life.
Yeah, and that it doesn't become a burden on the family for a decade to come. So there's a lot. You'll learn how to be cute. You'll learn how to take care of your family. Exactly. You'll learn how to beat your face.
And you learn mind.
Right?
And
you'll learn how to invest in real estate.
Thank you. And you learn how to... Yes. Are you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You got to come to the mic. There you go.
I do seminars monthly for family, friends, and associates. I do free seminars to teach people how to invest in real estate, how to buy, sell, make money on real estate. So I will do a free seminar at the retreat.
And, for your free seminars, where can people get the information on that?
On Facebook, Frederick W. McLendon.
Frederick W.
McLendon.
Okay.
I normally post it on Facebook, and it's free. It teaches you how to buy, how to sell, when, how, the whole nine yards on it.
Because that's another nightmare, just like scenario that I think a lot of people don't take seriously until they get about 38. They realize they own nothing but a car that's steadily depreciating in the parking lot.
Well, that's the thing also. I teach people how to get, you know, these things when I put it like getting it for free. You invest first and then you purchase. You know, I have 7 cars, but I don't pay for not one car. My investments you can drive one. My investments pays for everything. Yeah. I used to invest from Homestead all the way to North Florida, but now I'm coming back to Liberty City now. And I'm doing all of my, this is where I grew up in Liberty City, so I want to come back and invest in Liberty City. I just purchased the old Society Cab building on 54th and 13th. It's a historical building. That building's been around since the 60s. It was the first black-owned cab company, and I'm redoing that. That's the one you'll see with the big sign that says Black Lives Matter. I'm completely redoing that.
Awesome.
Yes, I put over $500,000 in Liberty City right now, and I'm doing, I'll hopefully to do 10 times that much in the next couple of years.
Well, let me ask you, sidebar on that with Liberty City. Did it make it more interesting for you that this Liberty Rising project was being created, or did it have any effect?
I was investing in Liberty City before that came about.
Yeah.
It does help because I will buy in that area as well.
Mm-hmm.
I started buying back into my old neighborhood, which is called the Gladeview area, which is part of Liberty City as well. And it's so nice because I remember the second house I purchased there, I sold it to an old friend of mine who I knew for over 40 years. It was just so wonderful for him to come back to buy a house in his old neighborhood.
That's
from
awesome.
Me. Of course, I gave him a great discount, so he was happy with that as well. You know, and I just purchased another house behind the post office, which was to us, it was a historical house. It was a guy who used to fix TVs for years.
Oh, wow.
And I'm redoing that. You know, I still have my old house that I was born and raised in the 60s.
And so, and you're still in, you still live in the community.
No, no, I live in Plantation Acres.
Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. No, I live in Plantation Acres. I'm buying up Liberty City.
I'm buying. I came back home to buy.
To refurbish.
Yeah. We're trying to make the. Here's the thing. If you build, they will come.
Yeah.
And every property I do is, everything is tile, everything is stainless steel, you know, everything is, you know, gated, everything top notch.
Listen, these new developments, the granite countertops, it's everything.
Yes, that's what I do, and my properties stick out like a sore thumb, you know, so I go overboard on it, and I'm coming into Liberty City going overboard.
Awesome. Well, and they can reach you at Frederick. Just everything.
Frederick,
are you on Instagram?
W. McLendon on Facebook.
No, Instagram with properties.
Trust me, our properties are gone before I'm
finished. Before you can get it, right?
They're
before
rented
you
can or get them. Sold before it's done.
It's true.
So because I passed by one of his properties, and when I called, it was just a coincidence. When I called, it was already
gone.
Sold. 20 backup offers,
fixing,
Well, you know, I remember about maybe 2 months ago reading. Oh, sorry, they've been here for a while. reading about how the New York galleries are moving now into Little Haiti.
Yeah.
You know, that they have kind of priced out. Yes. Wynwood is pricing people out.
Yes.
And so they're coming farther up into.
Right.
And James T owns a lot of property closer to 79th Street.
Yeah.
And he said it's coming all the way up there. Yeah.
I mean, my store was in Little Haiti, but I was calling it the Design District at the time.
Right.
That corner is Tanya Marie Design District. And I had clients that were from everywhere. And what we're doing is we're bringing that same feeling to the Liberty City area.
Yeah.
So, but we're doing our manufacturing there. We're going to hire in the community. We're going to hire people to work. And through my charity, Teach a Girl to Sew, we're going to teach them, then employ them. So we have a whole plan.
A full circle, 360.
Full circle. Helping, then they can keep their own properties. We're not trying to push them out.
Right.
Like when other cultures come into our community, they try to, you know, push you over to Miami Gardens. Blah, blah, blah. We're trying to keep you there, make your property value go up, and keep the money in-house.
Right, and keep it in the community. Because, you know, one of the other things that I didn't have a chance to discuss with Cam, but we'll get back to it, I'm sure, another time. But how a lot, like with what Dwight Bullard is facing, a lot of the districts that are black or traditionally blacks have been redrawn. So they now have a higher, whatever, Hispanic population or whatever, and they're trying, and literally these candidates that are coming in with these just bags full of money are really trying to just buy up all of the black districts.
And how
with Dawn, with all of us together as a community, trying to come in and do something great in the community, amazing hairstylists, salons, you know, my designs and different designers, fashion. We're trying to rename it West Art District, bring in artists.
I like that.
Yeah,
I like West Art District.
Yeah, that's what
cute.
The plan is, and we're trying to get as much property there to. But we want to be unified.
Yeah.
And really do
you
something
have to,
different.
Or it'll be.
You can't do it.
We want to be able to keep the business in the community. Mm-hmm. And by doing
and
that,
help
you,
our
have
community.
To, you have to properly set up yourself financially. If, you know, you have a business owner, when a business owner die, you want to leave pass the business on to your family member?
Yeah.
How are you able to do that? How are you able to buy out a business partner? All of those things are part of your financial portfolio, so to speak. So it all plays hand in hand with each other. Not only are you going to start the business, but we're going to help you stay in business.
Right.
We're going to give you all the proper tools that you need to be able to say, you know, I have this in place. I have my key person insurance in place because I have a partner. Should something happen to them, my business won't fold.
Right.
It will continue.
Right.
Let's keep passing on what we have and not keep giving it up.
Who was that? One of those, I've been watching, Music Moguls.
Was it Music Moguls?
I was supposed to do that show.
Were you?
Yes, they came to my house.
One of them, it's not coming to me now, but anyway, the CEO, the main, the HNIC, who built the business, had an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Rough Riders.
Mm-hmm.
He had an accident, and that killed the business.
Exactly.
Yeah. He hadn't groomed anybody to step into his shoes, and so as he was sick, nobody knew what to really do. And they lost, you know, they were huge.
That's when you're not thinking long term.
Exactly.
You have to think about every, like, we want to bring in a ton of apprentices, learn from us what we've done. You know?
But you understand that, you know, people are not used to that. Giving spirit and energy.
That's all
that
it is right
now. We're bringing to the
table. That's all it is right now. Like, Wesley Frater is the most giving, inclusive person.
Better known as Fro.
Fro.
Yes.
This name retreat, that I gave him.
This retreat.
Did you really?
Yes. Since junior high.
Junior high.
Shut up.
Yes.
He was the only one didn't have an afro.
So, was it just short or just...
It's like it was not. We all had afros like this.
It's so funny.
I don't want to miss the point that what he's doing at this retreat is so important because... He is the most inclusive person. He wants everybody to shine.
He puts everybody together.
Everybody has the same mentality. This is what I'm saying. It's a really special time.
Well,
we felt it last year, and we'll be back every year.
Well, you know, I have not. I just hadn't been able to make it
to come.
But I will tell
I'm
you.
I'm dressing you, by the way.
Yes,
fabulous.
You already know.
Yes, and we're doing a fashion show. I'm having every body type in the show. Everybody's beautiful in my eyes. We're going to have an inclusive fashion show. Everybody's going to be involved, including yourself.
Yeah, I'm there.
You're there.
Listen, they will tell you about me and my fashion.
Yes.
Right now, I'm dressing a lot of celebrities, and you'll see, you know, what we do.
Are you dressing Kelly Rowland?
No, I need to dress Kelly Rowland. Where is...
She's here.
Is she here? Yeah.
She was just here recently. She had a pool party. I don't know whose house that was, but she had a pool party.
Yeah.
And she had on something might have been in, in your, but see, you put it out there in the universe. Kelly, you listen or not, you're still away, girl.
KanyaMarieDesign.com.
So in full disclosure, I will tell you that Wesley, Monty, and I, all went to college together. We are all products of Florida Memorial.
At Florida Memorial.
Stay at Florida Memorial. But we all went to FLOMO. It was Florida Memorial College
at that time.
That's right. And, you know, and it's just really a testament to... this is a complete full circle moment.
That's great.
And the fact that... this is the best part. This is the best part, my dear. Nobody at Florida Memorial at the time would have ever thought that the three of us would be standing in this room together. Okay, thank you very much.
You never know.
Take that.
Jill, you're
shot
now.
Thank you. In my best puppy voice.
Take that.
But, you know, it's a testament to just because people don't show up the way that you think they're supposed
to show up for
success. You can never underestimate anybody. And you know, we create, just like he comes by naturally, because, you know, we created our own tribe. K5P.
Yes, we did.
Our Kinky Five people.
Yes.
And we invited him into our tribe.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, he was the honorary. He came to every one of our parties. He ate kinky cookies.
Yes. That's why he came. How was you hungry?
And so now it's just all full circle. He's bringing us into his circle with some really beautiful people, and it's a beautiful thing. So I can't thank you guys enough for coming. It's been a great show tonight. Yeah. And so now people want to come along to the Naples retreat. How can they get in touch with you? It's at the Ritz-Carlton in Naples. Yeah. July 20. What is that?
It's July 29th, 31.
Okay.
And if you want, you can go to first, second, and third, and you can book your rooms. Only way to book rooms is www.tourofchamps.org. That's T-O-U-R of champs.org. And it's $159 and
And don't forget, guys, even though we are going to be talking about like-minded things that is going to bring us into the next height of our
it'll
careers,
be because we had so many cocktails.
Exactly.
We're ready to share.
We think better. Yeah. Exactly. You had cocktails.
Well, listen, I hope you had a few tonight. And thank you so much for joining us on Hot Talk. We'll be right back here next Sunday. Love you, mean it. Love you guys. Thank you all so much for coming tonight. I love you, Montea. I'm so glad to have you.
Wow.
And I'll talk to you guys next week. Gotta go. Love you, mean it. Bye bye.
We commune in communities, building inclusively, gridlocked in unity, bringing together all for the better, politicians, activists, and celebrities, identifying cold conditions and current topics that need the light of day. Hot Talk with Jill Tracy brings the tropics on your radio. It's the heartbeat of the city, a conversation of expectations, successes, and reality for the betterment of the people. It's something to believe in. South Florida's sunshine in the evening on Hot 105.
See him, I need to breathe him. That's my baby, don't call me crazy. I love the studio, but I love him more. Let me give you what I got, so I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed. I'm so blessed, yeah, yes.
It's Hot Talk with Jill Tracy. Always live, always local, always entertaining and educating South Florida. Heard every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. The views and opinions expressed on Hot Talk, guests and callers, are not necessarily those of WHQT, Hot 105, or Cox Media Group. Our studios and offices are located at 2741 North 29th Avenue in Hollywood, Florida. Join us next week for more of Hot Talk on Hot 105. In 2015, we celebrated 30 years of Hot 105. And Soul in House. In 2016, we're bringing it back. Hot 105 presents the second annual Hot 105 R&B Groove, featuring Frankie, Beverly, and Liz. Shaheen. El DeBarge. And Tank. Hosted by Tom Joyner on Saturday, October 15th at the Bank United Center on the campus of the beautiful University of Miami. Tickets are on sale now at the United Center box office or on hot105fm.com. And you know we've got the most free tickets. Lock it on 105.1 all day long to win them. And all winners qualify to win 4 front row tickets with backstage passes to meet the artists. $500 to go shopping.
Winners will be announced on Rick Party in the Afternoon with Benji Brown
on Friday, October 14th. Brought to you by G-Squared Events.
And today's R&B and Old School.
105.
Seventh Agency presents the Lyric Comedy Fest, Saturday, July 23rd, starring the one and only Underground King, TK Kirkland.
Yo, what's up, this comedian TK Kirkland, aka T to the motherfucking
game. And also, legendary Doodoo Brown.
This reminds me of a song.
Also, comedian Cello and George W., hosted by my main man, South Florida's own Larry Dawg. The Lyric Comedy Fest, Saturday, July 23rd at the historic Lyric Theater in Overtown. For more info, call 786-708-4610.
South Florida, this is attorney Al Barzakai. You know me as Attorney Big Al from 1-800-HURT-123. By now you know that only a lawyer can represent you for your injuries. And you don't want to trust just any lawyer. You want a lawyer that will always take your call day or night. I'm not a referral service or a random nobody at a call center. When you call me at 1-800-HURT-123, you get me, Attorney Big Al, a licensed Florida attorney. From my main office in Hollywood, I want to help you. Call me now at 1-800-HURT-123. That's 1-800-HURT-123.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-256-3483 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-256-3483 to take your call right now. Call 877-256-3483. That's 877-256-3483. Again, 877-256-3483.
Hey, this is Paul Mooney. You're listening to WHQT Carl Gables, Miami's Hot 105.
A Cox Media Group station.
It's back! That's more outrageous than ever before! G5 Miami presents the return of the Laugh Out Loud Comedy Live!
The Summer 16 Series!
Featured every Monday night, July 4th through September 5th! 10 weeks of Laugh Your Ass Off Comedy! With comedians T-Rob, Richie Reddick, Turay, Mike Potter, Smokey Suarez, Rodney Perry, AJ Johnson, and Spanky Hayes! Here, inside the G5 Lab, 337 Northwest 170th Street in North Miami Beach. And to keep you liquid, live, and laughing, $5 crown and down drinks all night long. Plus, $100 bottles of rosé. Also, live music and a free buffet till 9 p.m. And the comedy show roars at 10. The Laugh Out Loud Comedy Lab is back every Monday night starting July 4th and September 5th at G5. For bookings, vendors, VIPs, and reservations, call 305-917-4548.
Leaving tobacco behind isn't an easy task. In all honesty, it's a very hard thing to do. The good news is, if you want to quit, Tobacco Free Florida offers free help, support, and the tools you'll need to succeed. When you call Tobacco Free Florida's quit line at 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW, you'll be able to connect to a certified quit coach who will help you create a free, personalized quit plan that's right for you. You may also qualify for free nicotine replacement therapy. If you've tried to quit tobacco before, or if you've been avoiding trying to quit, now is the right time for you to succeed. You're just a call away from starting your quit plan. There's a quitter in you, and with the help of Tobacco Free Florida's three ways to quit, you'll double your chances of success. Why wait then? Call Tobacco Free Florida at 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW. That's 1-877-822-6669. And ask about free nicotine replacement options to help you quit today.
Miami, Saturday, July 23rd, we present the third annual Overtown Music and Arts Festival with a live performance by Eric Benet, Kelly Price,
tell me why,
Jeremiah,
please.
John B, Estelle, Carl Thomas, A. Marie, and more. In the heart of the historical Overtown Business District, Northwest 3rd Avenue between the blocks of 8th and 11th Street. Free admission for everyone. The Overtown Music and Arts Festival, Saturday, July 23rd. With live music, arts, craft, food, and entertainment. Featuring a special gospel explosion and an interactive youth zone for the kids. The Overtown Music and Arts Festival, Saturday, July 23rd. With Eric Benet, Jeremiah, Kelly Price, A. Marie, and more. Free admission for everyone, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. For more information regarding vendors and art exhibits, call 786-529-4586. Log on to OvertownMusicArtsFestival.com. Presented by Headliner Market Group, Southeast Overtown Park, West CRA, Commissioner Keon Hardiman, The Knight Foundation, CMCVB.
Hot 105.
Hot 105. Yeah.
105.1.
105.1.
Today's R&B.
Yeah.
Old school.
back in the world, can't even mess with you. You're the ultimate high. You know what I'm saying, baby? Now check this out.
Take my money, my house and my car, for one hit of you, you can have it all, baby, cause making love, every time we do, girl, it hurts dangerous, cause I'm an addict of you.